Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you. Our prayer partners this morning, we greet you in divine love this morning. I pray that you are arising to this brand new day that God has given us, and you're expecting God to do some things in your life that only He can do this morning. Good to have you connected with us in prayer this morning, the last Tuesday in the month of May, and it is just such a joy and a blessing. For the Bible says, wherever there's just two or three that's touching and agreeing. And I believe that we have more than just two or three that's touching and agreeing and praying together this morning. And we are believing, God, that His will shall be manifested in your life. We also want to greet all of you who may be first-time callers partnering with us in prayer this morning. We thank God for you so much. However you heard about us, social media or personal invitation, we're just so glad that you are connected with us this morning, and we pray that you'll meet us here every Tuesday. This is where we are for just 15 minutes, about 15 minutes. We connect and share in a time of corporate prayer, and God has just been doing great things through this prayer call, and we've been receiving your feedback, and we thank and bless God for all of you who every Tuesday, this is a part of your spiritual discipline, your spiritual habit. You just go ahead and log on and connect in prayer. And for many of you, this jump starts your prayer for the day. And we also thank and bless God for those of you who are being so very, very consistent. Listen, this morning I want to sort of share some things that God has placed in my spirit, and I'm going to pray with you concerning that. But I want you to keep this scripture in mind, Mark 10:27. It's an often repeated scripture, and this is what it says. Jesus is talking. He says, I'm reading from the New Century Version of the Bible. He says, for people, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. These are the words of our Savior. He says, for people, this thing is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. And I really want you to hear Jesus speaking to you this morning. He's saying, for people, this thing in your life is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. And I share this even on Sunday night, and I want to just continue this on today, that something significant, that's what I want to talk about this morning before we pray, something significant. And for those of you who have been praying and preparing, I heard the Lord tell me that there is something significant that God is releasing into your life in this season. It's something that you can't do on your own, something that people cannot do for you, but it's something that only God can do. It's something that if other people had to do it, it could never, ever happen. And there is a opening of significance that many of us are on the cusp of, and I want you to receive that this morning. I want you to meditate upon that word, that something significant. Maybe it's an area of favor that's going to be released, something significant in relationships. Some of you have been praying and preparing for certain relationships. A wisdom is about to be released. There's some of you on the call, you've just been asking God for greater wisdom, greater understanding, greater revelation about a situation. And God is saying there's about to be a release of something significant. There's going to be a wealth of wisdom that's going to be opened to you. And then, of course, even in the area of finances, for those of you that's been praying, that's been preparing, you've been faithful, God is saying that's a part of the significant manifestation that's going to be released in your life. This is going to be, mark my word, this is going to be a summer of significance, but it's going to start today. It's going to start with you receiving the word, and then you working that word until it manifests. Because we've been declaring all year long that if we work the word, that the word will work. And God is saying, work this word, that things that are impossible for people to do, he's saying it is highly possible for God to do. And I want you to receive that today, because over these next few months, God is saying there's going to be a manifestation. And by the eighth month, by the month of August, by the time that the summer is over, you're going to begin to see tangible manifestations of what God is speaking even and has begun to do in the spirit right now. Those of you that you've been through some tumultuous things over the last 16, 18, 20 months, I want to let you know today that was not to kill you, that was to qualify you. And because our faith has to be qualified for advancement. It's just like in a track meet. In a track meet, you have different qualifying meets that you have to go through. And if you place in these qualifying meets, then they'll advance you to the next level. And God is saying you had to go through a season of qualifying so that you can be ready for your next level in God. And I want to just encourage each and every one of you on the call this morning to remain fervent in prayer, to remain focused in your faith. And listen, this is what God is saying to you. Don't even sweat the small stuff, because there's something significant on the way. Don't sweat the small stuff, the little things that's not going right, or the little things that may not be in place. Something significant is on the way. Keep advancing. Something significant is in your future. And I want to pray that for you. Many of you, you need to be just flipping this verse around in your spirit all day. For people, this is impossible. But for God, all things are possible. That's why you have to stay focused in your faith, people of God. That's why you have to stay fervent in prayer, because if you don't, you'll start seeing it through the eyes of the natural, through what human effort can do for you. But God says, with human effort, it's impossible. But with God's power, all things are possible. Let's pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we thank you and bless you for keeping and covering us all last night. Even as storms have gone through, I thank you right now, Lord God, that your grace of covering and protection was over our homes and was even over our lives. And we, first of all, give you glory this morning, Lord. We magnify you because you are our God. I thank you even on this morning, Lord, that you are awesome in all of your ways, God. I thank you right now, you are just, even in all of your decisions, and we just humbly submit and surrender this morning in prayer. We thank you right now, Lord God. Before we would ask you for anything this morning, we wake up with a praise of thanksgiving, with a praise of gratefulness, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that everything that is great has to start with gratefulness. And so this morning we wake up with gratefulness on our hearts and gratefulness in our minds, Lord God, for all of the many blessings. We declare and decree this morning, Lord God, that we are not just blessed, we are better than blessed, says the Lord. And so we thank you this morning for this position that you have placed us in. Thank you even now, God, for this position in Christ that you have so graciously placed us in, Lord God, the position that declares that we are on top and not on the bottom, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are lenders and not even the borrowers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for this position we have in Jesus Christ. It's a position that secures peace, that secures joy, that secures wholeness, Lord God. And we honor you and we bless you, Lord. We consider it both an inheritance and a privilege for us to be in this position in you on this morning, Lord God. So, Father, even on this morning, we push everything else to the side and we declare great is our God and great is your faithfulness, Lord God. Morning by morning, we are introduced to greater levels of faithfulness and greater levels of love that you have for each and every one of us. And I pray even on this morning that every person on this call, that they would embrace your love today, Lord God, that they would embrace, Lord, your goodness, Lord God. We thank you for that. We thank you for love, and we thank you for your goodness, Lord God. It validates us, Lord God. Lord, it qualifies us. It lifts our head in the midst of despair that we are loved by Almighty God. We thank you and bless you even for that. Father, I even lift your people up to you this morning, those who are on this call, who are seeking your face at the very beginning of this day. God, we are putting you in first place because we know that you don't work in any other position. We thank you today that when we seek you first, that everything else shall be added unto us, Lord God. So this morning as we come seeking you in prayer, we thank you that everything we need today, every connection we need today, Lord God, every strength that we need today, Lord God, every partnership that we need today, we're declaring that it is already being aligned, Lord God. We thank you even for your prophetic word this morning, Lord, that we are walking into a season of significance, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that this we're going to tap into the realm of the impossible, the realm that other folks doubted and man's effort cannot secure. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are performing something significant. And I pray right now for fervency in the hearts of your people for prayer, that we'll begin to seek your voice, Lord God, seek your direction and seek your guidance, Lord, like never ever before. I even pray this morning for focus now over the lives of your people, Lord. Focus our faith now, Lord God. We come against distractions, God. We come against the small nuances that would pull our attention and cause us to be distracted in the spirit, Lord God. I declare and decree this morning that every person on this call, they shall continue to advance, Lord God. I thank you even now, Lord, to help us see advancement even in the right perspective, Lord. Sometimes it's not moving forward. Sometimes advancement is just standing still, Lord. So even for those who have to stand in this season of progress, Lord God, I pray right now that they would not get weary. I pray right now that they would not get overwhelmed, that they would not get burdened down, Lord God. Oh, but I declare today that their joy is going to be restored, Lord God. I declare right now, Lord God, that their strength is going to be renewed, that their peace is going to flow like a river, Lord God. I speak that advancement over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. I declare right now, God, that we shall waste no time, Lord God. We shall have no idle time, no unproductive time, but I thank you and bless you right now that frustration is going to come to an end, Lord God, that seasons of trouble are going to come to an end, Lord God, and I thank you right now for qualifying us, Lord God. I thank you right now for certifying us, Lord God, that we are certified to go unto the next level. I speak persistency now of faith over your people, Lord God. I pray even on today, Lord, that they're going to have a persistent faith, Lord God. They will not give up. They will not give in. They will not quit, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that you are going to restore. We thank you right now that you're going to do it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord, that we're going to live today like we already know the conclusion of the matter, Lord God, that we already know we're coming out victorious, that we already know we're close to something significant, Lord God. And I thank you for your Holy Spirit this morning that's giving us a heads up, your Holy Spirit that's priming our expectation, Lord God. Thank you for fresh wind that's blowing over our confidence this morning, Lord God. We even speak over our children this morning, Jesus, who are out for the summer, Lord God. I thank you that even for them, this shall be a summer of significance, Lord God. Since we know, God, that they are number one on the devil's hit list, on his most wanted list, we pray a hedge around our children, Lord God. Hedge in their mind, Lord God. Hedge in their innocence, Lord God. Hedge in their self-esteem, oh God. We pray right now a hedge of protection all around them, Lord God. Thank you right now for placing godly voices in their lives this summer, Lord God. We bless you right now that they're going to rise above their environment. They're going to rise above conditions in which they're in. I thank you that they're going to be difference makers, Lord. I thank you right now for giving them the boldness to stand and be different in this season, Lord God. We pray even for the prosperity of the church, Lord God. We pray for church leadership on today from the head, Lord God, headship and even fellowship, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that this is going to be a summer of significance for the saints, Lord God. I thank you right now that salvations, Lord, shall be through the roof this summer, that men and women and boys and girls are going to come run saying, what must I do to get saved, Lord God? Thank you right now for pricking their hearts. Supernaturally, Lord, thank you for our loved ones and our co-workers and our children who we have been praying and travailing for. I thank you that they're going to hear the gospel over these next 90 days and they're going to accept Jesus as Lord. We thank you, Lord, for revival breaking out this summer, Lord God. We even ask right now that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, would even be with our governmental officials, Lord, even in these last and evil days that we are in, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord, for spirit-led leadership, Lord God. Thank you right now for those that's going to make a difference, Lord, in the lives of your people, Lord God, to usher in your will and to usher in your kingdom authority. Father, we just give your name the glory, we give your name the honor, and we give your name all of the praise today. We receive it today that something significant is starting right now. We love you, God. We bless you. We honor you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I pray that you receive that this morning. I want you to just continue to meditate on Mark 10 and 27. For with people, these things are impossible. But for God, all things are possible. God is about to take you into the realm of the impossible, things that other folks said could never be done. Human effort could never get accomplished. But God says there's going to be no drop off. He says there's going to be no slack. He says you're going to see the realm of the impossible that's going to manifest even in your life. Listen, I'm so excited to get back to teaching Bible class this Wednesday. We're going to have two classes, one at 12 noon and one at 7 p.m. Listen, I want to see you if you're anywhere around Hammond. I want to see you in Bible study tomorrow. It's going to be a tremendous, tremendous blessing. I want you to come with your you can bring your laptop, you can bring your iPad. We're going to take some notes. We're still in the book of Ephesians, and it's going to be a tremendous blessing as the Spirit of the Lord would teach us the word of the Lord even on this morning. Listen, I'm praying for you. I want you to begin to hashtag that something significant on your social media site. I want us to just put that even out there in the ether that something significant is manifesting even in our lives. Listen, until next Tuesday, I'm praying that God will keep you, that God will bless you, amen, and that God will certainly order your steps. God bless you, and thank you for connecting with us this morning. Bye-bye.